Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Summer is in the air. People are starting to eat outdoors a little bit more, weather permitting, of course. We wanted to talk about some of the best summer desserts that you can make this year, whether it's sorbets, ice creams, meringues, even a posset if you want to be fancy. There's a wide range of sweet treats that will go down a storm when the sun is shining. Graham Herterich, also known as the Cupcake Bloke, author of the book Bake and owner of the bakery in Rialto in Dublin, is here with me now. Lovely to see you, Graham.
And you.
And you brought a sweet treat for me, which I'm absolutely looking forward to.
That's a posset, and it's not actually that hard.
I said it was fancy.
Now, it looks fancy.
It looks fancy.
It looks really fancy. It's one of the easiest desserts in the world to make.
I don't believe you.
It is. No, it really is. Right, will we start with that one?
Yeah, do. Why not?
So, it's very simply. You take 600 mils of cream and 200 grams of sugar, and you bring it to the boil and simmer it for a minute, and you pour it on top of 75 mils of lemon juice and the zest of 3 lemons. And that's it. You mix it and pour it into your containers and leave it to set overnight.
Oh, okay. Well, that's very
easy. It is so simple. And what I've topped it with there is some apricots, which I've macerated with a little bit of sugar and a squeeze of lemon juice. Maceration is where you take a fruit and add some sugar and lemon and let the juices naturally come out of the fruit.
So just leave it for a while.
Leave it for a little while to come to room temperature, and it's gorgeous. Works really well with strawberries, raspberries, any kind of soft fruit, really.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that's macerating and the lemon posset. Sorbets and ice creams, I always feel, are a little bit hard.
They are a little bit tricky. Sorbets in particular can be quite tricky. You have to mix stock syrups and cook your fruit down. There's a lot of flaffing going on with it. Ice cream, quite similar, but I will give you a really good ice cream recipe that is so simple. Again, we're bringing it back to really simple. So actually, this recipe is from my next book, which is coming out in September, called Cook.
And it's a sneak preview.
So it's a no-churn ice cream. And for that, you take 600 mils of cream again, half a tin of condensed milk, and a teaspoon of vanilla. Whip it up into a container, freeze it overnight.
That's it.
And you have ice cream.
So can you add flavours to that
as well? Yes, you could. Some really good flavours. Again, your macerated berries, swirl them through it, or a little bit of jam even. You have your raspberry ripple or your strawberry ripple. A spoon of Nutella in there when you're at just towards the end of the whipping. So it kind of breaks down and mixes into the cream, and you could put some hazelnuts, roast hazelnuts in there, freeze it. Again, in the book that I've coming out, I have a peanut butter and jelly version. I have a custard creams version.
So it's whatever you fancy,
really. Whatever you fancy, really, yeah.
Are you fussy about the vanilla that you're putting in?
I always try to use vanilla bean paste. I think I've talked about this before with you. It's the best that you can afford. If you can afford a vanilla bean paste, it does really make a difference. But if not, get the best extract you can get. Same with stock and things like that. The best that you can afford.
Yes.
Just get that vanilla in there. It does make a big difference.
Okay, now in terms of berries, and you've mentioned some of them there, the raspberries, the strawberries. You like the Tay berries, though?
I love Tay berries, yeah. Tay berries are just absolutely gorgeous. It's a cross between a raspberry and a blackberry. Quite hard to find. You really need to be going to a fruit farm to kind of get them, and they're absolutely beautiful. Really big, huge, juicy fruits.
And again,
quite tart and lovely, yeah.
Bit of sugar?
A little bit of sugar. I kind of slice them. They're so big you can actually kind of slice them, and a little bit of sugar and a squeeze of lemon juice really just works for any of them soft fruits. Works so well.
Now, meringues are always really handy, aren't they, when it comes to summer desserts, because they can dress up anything really. You have those berries.
Yes, exactly. If your meringue goes wrong, if you're making a pavlova and it goes wrong, you just simply turn it into an eaten mess and tell nobody.
Break it up
and tell nobody. So for a really simple meringue, 2 egg whites, 120 grams of sugar, and literally mix them together. And that is your meringue base. If you want that to be a pavlova, though, you have to have a little bit of corn flour and vinegar. And that's what gives you that gooey centre.
Right. And how long are you baking that, and at what
temperature? I would bake them for about an hour and 10 minutes at 110 degrees.
But do you have to put them into a very hot oven and then
down? Into a really cool oven. Preheat it to 110 degrees. No higher than that.
Okay. And leave it there for how long, did you say?
About an hour.
Okay.
I'm
afraid already, because they do tend to go wrong. You've admitted it yourself. You said if your pavlova goes wrong, which means it happens.
It does happen. The best thing to do is make them before you're going to bed. turn off the oven and leave them in the oven overnight to cool completely.
Ah.
Don't big one big tip with any meringue pavlova, don't open the door when the timer goes off.
Right.
Let it cool.
See, these
in
are
the
all the
oven.
Things they don't tell you. Isn't it? Like when you're talking to your mother about how to make brown bread, and she'll know, she's listening to this. A handful of this and a bit of that. They never tell you exactly what to do, but you've just done that now. You've just said,
yeah.
Do not open the door.
Do not open the leave it in the oven overnight to go cold.
Okay.
And that will really help it.
Decoration then. So let's even stick with the pavlova, right?
Yeah.
We're making that. Make it fancy for us there now with the
so again, use maybe do something like a cream topping. Oh, it's always cream in a pavlova. It's always the go-to. But fold in something like some mascarpone as well to make it a little bit richer. Some of the juices off your macerated berries in there as well. So you have this like raspberry ripple mascarpone cream piled on top of your pavlova, and then just loads of fruit on top. Really go for the fruit. Irish fruit, like I'm allergic to strawberries, unfortunately. But Irish,
the only person in the country allergic to strawberries.
That's
rare, is it?
And like, you know, I used to sell strawberries outside of Shaw's in a tie for years. Myself and my brothers, we used to sell strawberries. And I only discovered about 10, 15 years ago that I was allergic to strawberries.
So what happens?
I just get lots of hives.
Hives
and itching,
from strawberries?
Yeah.
Oh like, my goodness.
Around my ankles and my knees and elbows.
But for you, this is a disaster.
Well, I will be honest. I pick one week of the summer when they're at their height of their season. I'll take antihistamines for a week beforehand and just indulge over one week and just indulge over one weekend and put up with the hives.
Brilliant.
It's worth it for Irish strawberries. They're so good. But in there as well, like something like a little bit of basil in with the strawberries.
Oh, basil with strawberries
is
lovely.
So good. Crack of black pepper, a really good vinegar, like a little really, really good balsamic vinegar. It's just amazing on strawberries.
Tiny amount?
Tiny little amount. Again, I'll say vinegar. A drizzle of, just a tub of ordinary, really good vanilla ice cream with a little bit of really good balsamic on it is so good.
Really?
Or chocolate ice cream with a drop of olive oil, really good olive oil.
Sorry, say that again.
Chocolate ice cream with a drop of olive oil over the top of it is so good.
Oh no, I can't imagine that.
It's really, I was actually at an olive oil tasting last night and we had chocolate mousse with olive oil for dessert and it was divine.
Right, okay.
See, really good olive oil is slightly spicy.
Yeah.
And that's, so you think of chocolate and chili, it works really well and that's what it's bringing to it. It's actually, it's so good,
we'll give it a go. So listen, you've given us some recipes which are going to go up on our website. We have the lemon posset, which you've explained to us.
Yeah.
Pistachio shortbread crumble.
Yeah, so that's what you have on top of yours there. Again, it's a little bit of a fancy way of making it look nice and taste nice. If you don't want to have to make that at home, buy a really good packet of shortbread biscuits and crumble it in yourself.
Yeah,
just crumble
it
on top.
I like that.
And I've also given you a recipe for a gin and fuchsia tart. Like using flowers during summer is absolutely beautiful.
Gin and fuchsia tart.
Yeah, so it's a lemon tart with and it's infused with, it was inspired by Dingle, when a summer I spent in Dingle many, many years ago. And the Dingle gin is gorgeous, but the hedgerows all down there are full of fuchsia. And it's a lemon tart with fuchsias in it and it's gin and it's just a really beautiful recipe.
Okay, and the flavours all complement each other and they work.
They all work so well
together. And what are you serving that with then on the side?
Just a nice dollop of softly whipped cream. Just simple cream.
Are you a fan of using the barbecue to caramelise the fruit for
Yes,
the
I
dessert?
Do. I love just three things in particular that I love on the barbecue. Peaches work so well. But I love to cook the peaches on the barbecue and serve them with cheese. So like a really ripe brie. And warm peaches is just absolutely gorgeous. Another one is a banana. Simply put a slit into the banana skin, pop it into the barbecue. After about 15, 20 minutes, take it out. It's going to be, when you open up, it's going to be soft and gooey. All that banana is kind of warmed through and cooked. Serve that with some mascarpone with some rum mixed through it. And it's absolutely gorgeous.
Divine. I had made watermelon and feta salad last week.
Lovely.
So I'm not averse to the peaches with the cheese. I'll try that.
Roast peaches and brie is just so good.
Do you put the peach directly onto the barbecue?
Yeah, so they cut side directly onto the grill. So you get them nice char lines on it, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, people might be a little bit scared of that as well, that you're going to stick. And
often in Ireland, when we buy fruit, it is quite tough and able for a heat like that. And actually, it's a great way of kind of helping fruit to ripen and maybe become a little bit softer.
Graham, we'll have to leave it there. All of the recipes are up on our website. Thank you very much for giving
You're
us those.
More than
and
welcome.
Lovely to see you as always. And I'm going to tuck into the posset now with the, what is it, pistachio?
Pistachio crumble and macerated apricots.
See, everyone's jealous now. Thanks so much. That's all we have time for. I'm off to have the posset.